out to see big shows over New York, Philadelphia, and other cities. At the White House, the President and First Lady hosted a picnic for military families. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Day after. Gosh, you know what? It's the day after the 4th of July, our birthday, and it's hump day.
You know what today is, too?
You know
My dad's birthday.
It's your dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah.
And you know what? Bob, Bad Bob's not here, but we have the Bob is with us, and he doesn't know where to find hump day. Do you? You don't know where to find our camel.
Actually, I think I do.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe the 8 o'clock hour.
Like you were saying, the holiday on Tuesday really screws up
wow.
your entire week.
This should not be a Wednesday. This should not be hump day. Whenever you have a holiday on Tuesday, the whole rest of the week is just – holidays should not be on Tuesdays. They should be Mondays, Fridays, or Wednesdays.
Hey, when the 4th of July falls,
I know.
Let's get straight. We got to get straight with the date.
There you go.
Okay.
But then you come back, you expect it to be like Thursday.
We woke up this morning. Tell me, for anybody working or listening this morning, was it really hard for you? I mean, we did go to the game last night, which is
great.
Fabulous 45's
game.
Triple slammer.
Triple slammer. Whatever
so
that
exciting.
Is. What's a triple slammer?
I think that's what Linda's drinking.
That's
yeah.
You
well,
got some from...
Okay, here's the deal. I try to spread it around in town.
Yeah.
I go to Naked Coffee in the morning, small business, as well as I like to go to Dutch Bros. But I couldn't get in the light. I got a late start today. The light just stood there, sat there, and I don't know. I spaced, I guess. I'm trying to get going this morning. So anyway, at the last minute, I drove into Dutch Bros. I have a large ice mocha. Well, this thing is like four tires. Four tires jammed in a cup.
I tell you what, you've knocked down part of the coffee rainforest right there. And this thing is so huge that, you know, you have to drive with holding it in both hands and try and drive with your knees.
There's no way you can lift it up and
just drink it. No, you can't. Anyway, now, not only that, but the fireworks last night.
All right, so
we went
to the game.
We did.
And, you know, you can stay at the game, which is really a trip on the 4th of July. It's wonderful.
The KIXE people from KIXE, Channel
right.
9, or whatever the channels they are now, you know, host that. And you run outside, you can lay down.
Run outside. You mean go to the center?
Go out in the field?
Right. People actually, when the game was over, which is a little after 9,
great
beautiful
game.
Night.
Great
so,
game.
In all my years of being in Reading. 10, 12, maybe going on 11 now. I never saw a more beautiful night for fireworks on the 4th. And so we decided, because, you know, a puppy bought, we decided to go home and hold her. And we're glad we did, you know. She was fine. But we can see the fireworks if we move to the very right side of the dining room where the window, the very right, you got to be at the right pane at the very right side there. But we could see it. We turned on the radio. I think it was either us or something was delayed.
It was it was public broadcasting, and they got behind the curve on it when it was playing. And so the music was still going on when the fireworks were off. But it was still good, music along with the fireworks. Did you say the most exceptional fireworks? You know, thank you, McConnell Foundation, for the Freedom Festival. It was spectacular.
I felt that when I was driving through this morning, I asked the gal out the window, I go, is it me or did you feel like it was exceptionally, I want to say it was current. It's like there was, you know, you could splash the sky, but they painted the sky with, it was just a beautiful
array, a palette of
production.
Colors.
The production was great. The colors to me were different, and I don't know if that has anything to do with the atmosphere, but there were like lime greens and pinks and things that I don't remember. I thought that I do like the music selection because it was contemporary, and yet they did.
Proud to be an American.
Proud to be. I woke up this morning thinking about how they did JF Kennedy, I Have a Dream from Martin Luther King, and then the space.
Yeah, it was.
You know, but they stopped. And I started thinking, well, if they were going to go from JFK up to what would Carter have said? What would Reagan have said? What would Clinton have said? You go through the presidents, like, what would have been the, what's the in your mind, like a liner that was, besides Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. That's not something that you want to have in a firework production. So those two, I thought it was interesting that we go back in history how many years ago, but it's not been brought up into contemporary times.
Maybe nothing really has in contemporary times has touched those as ask not what you can do for America, but what you – or not ask not what America can do for you, but what you can do for America. And then Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream. And then
country.
The eagle is – sitting down in one small step for man, one large step for man, one giant step for mankind. I mean, those are just and they've also working under time constraints. I don't know how many were shot last night. I mean, those they shot,
just but
boy.
Beautiful.
And then on the way back from Monday night, I was out strolling through the darkness for several hours on Monday night. Purportedly, we were pig hunting. But when we did, we found a pig. You know what they call it? A Congress of pigs?
I have no idea.
Or is that something?
A Congress.
Is it a Congress of pigs or is that something else? I'm sure it must be something else. Anyway, and coming back, we were driving back at 10:30 at night, and it was we could see Anderson explodes. And that was great. You know, we're driving down the road, and it was like we saw these flashes. We didn't know what it was. We thought, wow, there's no thunder or lightning here. And then we just kind of stopped on the road and watched Anderson explodes. And that was huge. And that was great also. So, you know, we had two super events here celebrating our 4th of July, which is so important. So what's the weather look like here?
Okay, guys.
We've been waiting with bated breath.
Currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios on this hump day. Feeling it. Hot today with our highs of 98, mostly clear tonight with 67. Tomorrow calls for 102, and Friday calls for 104. I don't know. It was a nice day yesterday. I wonder what the weather was yesterday. Do you know, Bob?
It was hot.
I believe it was around 97, 98.
Yeah, something like
it
that.
Was beautiful because
we didn't
sweat our buns off at the game.
You go out to the game and it starts an hour early.
It's gorgeous.
So, I mean, if you have not been to a Colt 45 game yet, you need to do that. It is just exceptional. I mean, you've got cooling areas there, you know, with the fan and the water, and you've got, you know, snow cones. Okay, I did have two snow cones last night.
Yes.
Because the only time I ever get a snow cone is at the baseball game.
Great, killer hot dogs.
Killer hot dogs, all beef hot dogs.
They were all beef.
All beef hot dogs, and very reasonably priced, everything there. And then last night, because it was Sierra Gibbs night, you go in and the first 50 people get $5 gift cards plus, you know, that you could use for hot dogs and drinks and all that. It's cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful night.
Anyway, hey, the weather is brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny down in Anderson. It's just they've expanded. They've won awards for hiring veterans. It's just a great place. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Support our advertisers. They support us. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There's a lot of things going on. You know, terrible tragedy at the late. I hate to touch on it, but I think we need to because of the circumstances behind it. We've talked about the Freedom Festival, but you know, coming up on July 21st is an organization or a group that's coming up that you can't miss. And the last thing is, have you ever had something you did that at the end of it, it was so bad. You just took it. You took everything that you used and you threw it away.
You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you about something that I'm going to talk about when we get back. Have you ever done something you were just so bad at it that one day
Not ashamed. You just realized that I'm
you're ashamed too, I'm sure. But you just took it and you took what it took to do this with, and you just threw it away. Okay, we're going to talk about that when we get back to
you. I don't know what you're talking about. You got me
all 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here at Free Fire Radio in the studios, downtown River City. KCNR 1460. Give us a call, 605-4567.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds July 6th inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Linda Bott, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Ladybot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube.
RedingKia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
What are you doing over there, Bob? What, we give you a big chance to come on there in the morning and you just playing weird things on us?
Yeah, what's going on here? I love it. Give it to me.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Challenge me.
18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 5th of July, and it's hump day, and we will eventually hear our little camel out here, but we're going to wait till the next hour.
All right.
Hey, you know what? The
well,
one
you
thing
can't
is,
live without your camel.
Can't live without my camel. All right. Hey,
you'd walk a mile for a camel?
I know, right?
Okay, turn it off. All right. There you go. Now you're out. Okay. We came back from your dad's birthday
right.
celebration.
Well, we celebrated it, yes.
We celebrated it. His
early,
birthday
yes.
is today. Happy birthday, Dad. So we came back, and then I went out the next day. We worked. And then Monday night I went out pig hunting with my good buddy,
on a special
Ted Leidy,
ranch. People were asking
J&S
me.
Ranch. J&S Ranch.
Is that up in Palo Cedro area?
Millville.
Okay.
Up past there. And then the next morning, we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go out again. But let me tell you something. Now, you know what? We talk sleep number. and you fall in your sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 60, and I just sleep. I slept for 4 hours, got true. 4 hours of sleep. But you wake up refreshed.
So true.
You know, because you just sleep so well. Linda's sleep number setting is 40, even though she moves it up to 50 because you can do that. And so you can adjust. You can change it up. And we advertise for Sleep Number. But I tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that it works, that you sleep so comfortably, we wouldn't still be doing this 3 years later. And they believe in our town here. We sell a lot of Sleep Number mattresses, and there's a reason why. It's because they cost about the same as any regular mattress, and these things last a long time. They're rated number one by J.D. Powers, which says that they're the top-rated mattress in America 2 years in a row. And right now they've got the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you while you're sleeping. You may be, you know, here's the thing about it. You may be sleeping at like a 60, and then you're kind of, when you turn, it may readjust it to a 40. And I think that's spectacular. Again, to help you sleep better. Responsive air technology. And the other thing, too, is right now, you can come in for the lowest prices of the season. You can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds. That's right. 91% of the owners of Sleep Number beds recommend them. 91%. There's always that 9%. But in this case, you're going to get the finest sleep you've had. Going down to the Target Shopping Center, go on over to see Sleep Number, see Brian Janice or any of the pros down there, and they're going to put you on the bed, and you'll see what we talk about. Okay, here's what I'm talking about. Perry Cremains, who owns the hunting company, Just for Hunting, and
where we hunt at.
Perry was a partner in Skyway, the wheel company. That wheel company we had in town for 40 years.
They created it.
And then they just sold it. Tried to keep it in
worldwide
the town.
Worldwide business.
And another tire company, an American tire company, bought it, and they just moved everything to Arkansas or someplace. And they tried to keep it here.
Right.
And it just, the company says, we're not.
People who bought them out said, right?
Right. Said we. Right. The people that bought the company said, we're not going to stay here in California. No matter what Perry and Kenny said, they weren't keeping it here for all the reasons so they could actually make a profit. Anyway, so Perry's got this company. So he's an outstanding guy. He's just really good. So he takes a San Francisco shooter out, a hunter, wants to hunt a pig. He's got a short-barreled lever-action 4570 with a Vortex scope. Really nice rig, except it's short range. And he tells him, I have to shoot from under 100 yards. Well, now he's sneaking up on a pig to 100 yards. Pigs are smart. It's not always easy. Four times that day, Perry got him on a got him up to a pig less than 100 yards. The furthest shot was 80. One was 40 yards away.
Wow.
The guy misses every time. Every time he misses. And Perry says, okay, that's okay. We can come back out tomorrow. And the guy looks at him. He says, I'm going home tomorrow. And he hands him the rifle. And he says, take it. And he left. He gave him the rifle.
Well, here.
And I said, wow. I said, hey, look, I'll pay you 200% more than you paid for it. And Perry, of course, just ignored me. But at that point, can you imagine you spent this money on this rig, which isn't inexpensive. You spend this money on this hunt, which is worthwhile. But you just still, so the guy's got, he's got some money into this. And he hands him the rifle and walks away.
Okay, so here's what my thought is on it, about that. Maybe it's this guy's bucket list. He's always thought, hey, I'm going to get this gun. The whole thrill sometimes is about getting ready. It's like packing for the trip. There's a thrill and the thrill before the date, the thrill before the show. there's like an energy that happens. You get excited like a little kid. He goes out there. He's got the gun. He's got the moment. He's probably like, okay, I'm done. There's no tomorrow. I'm not doing this tomorrow. You take it. I missed it.
No, here's what it is.
I bet you that's what it was.
Part of it is getting ready. Yes. Okay, that's a big part. It's like watching you pack for a trip. You know, it goes on for 2 weeks.
No,
and I
sit here
and you come out, what do you think about this outfit? What do you think about this outfit? What do you think about this? Well, what if I pack this? And then you weigh it every day. We're weighing luggage. And you go, what about this? I
need to leave this here.
Well, you never
that
let,
has nothing to do with
never
the
Never let the
story.
Truth get in the way of a good story, sweetie. Okay. So this guy goes out, but he misses four. I'm not going to say they're
Maybe
all
Maybe he's
easy.
Not a shooter.
Maybe he's not, but at the end of it, maybe at that last shot.
He's just like, I'm done.
At the last shot. Okay. And then Ted and I kind of wander on up to this area where he shot the last time. And there is expended brass, the 4570. And it's standing, you know, when it hits, instead of rolling on its side, it was standing straight up like it was a monument.
Okay.
He hands him the gun. He goes, I'm going home
I'm
now.
Done.
I'm done.
And also, you know, it's you've experienced this with when you take the kids out for the turkey shoots. Maybe this guy's not a shooter, and or maybe, you know, I'm thinking about all the things that cross my mind that are different from you who are one is – like on the aggressive hunt to find, and if on this particular ranch, you can only kill a male. Because
yes,
I was talking about
boars.
This, and
only
they were
can
saying,
only shoot boars.
They were saying, why can't you? You know, why does it? No, it only be why? Okay. And I said, I have no idea.
You're getting into the whys of this instead. Just let
okay,
me tell the story.
Anyway,
why don't you go back to something like fashion?
So <All right>. Anyway, because I'm just telling you that I think maybe also, what if this guy said, I just not really want to do the kill.
Okay, now we're getting into the psychological spot of this guy, right?
I think some people, can't you just work with me here?
At the very last second.
Yeah.
He pulls it off because he can't shoot the pig.
Well, I don't, psychologically, maybe he's just, thinks that he's there, thinks he's all that, thinks about, I got the best gun, I got the gear, I got the guide, I've got the place. And when it comes down to being 40 feet away, he just, I don't know.
40 yards. Yeah, okay.
Well,
so he can't pull, he can't, so that, so when he shoots, he intentionally misses.
Maybe. He psychologically just can't. So he just gives a guy the gun. No, it's all right. Did it. Not for me.
Not that. I did it. I'm so horrible at it. Here, take the gun.
Nope.
Not that.
I don't think
he
that.
He just said, you just. So you're telling me that this guy psychologically was not prepared to shoot a pig.
That's what I think.
Well, we don't know that, though.
No, we don't.
What if he shot? What if he shot a pig already?
Okay, so we have a note that's being passed saying, oh, okay. okay, that's for the next segment.
Next segment.
No, I mean, maybe he was so horrible. I don't know because I would think
when he got face to face, mano a mano with the pig,
yeah, that close,
that
he
40
could
yards
smell
with
it.
The scope,
totally well, smell it, right?
Smell it, you know, 40 yards away, he's looking through the scope at it. He can see the eyelashes, probably. So you're saying right then he said, subconsciously, he pulled off.
Yep.
Okay.
See, because that's from somebody who I'm looking at all. It would be like. You go out, you prepare for the game. Let's say it's hunting is different, but I mean, you go out to golf. Do you think you're going to spend all that energy and then just go here? You take after four hits or four, you know, swings.
No, but I've known people have taken their golf clubs and thrown them into the closet played again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They never did it again.
My dad came in one day and he said, I'm never playing again. So I took his clubs to go out and play and he came after me. He said, what are you doing? I said, you said you never wanted to play again, Dad. He said, just give me back my clubs. So I know he didn't mean it, but, you know, what the heck? I thought I got picked up a brand new set of clubs.
Well, that's interesting. It'd be great to kind of follow up with this guy.
No. Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
To say, are you going to come back? Maybe you should get another rifle. Maybe the rifle wasn't the right rifle.
Well, you wouldn't know now because he gave it away. Never had a second chance to play with the rifle.
That's right.
Or shoot the, you know what I mean.
Happy hump day.
Well, that's really interesting, Carl. So you, anyway,
well,
so you went outside.
This is not a 15-minute segment,
no.
First of all. It was like a 3-minute segment telling a story
well, no,
and moving right on.
Because
but no,
he stayed out till midnight or almost by the time, actually, it was 10:30 on a really hot night. I said, ha, because you have to wait till.
We would have been. Well, yeah, but see, when the hawks start moving in the mm-hmm. evening. But the other thing is that we put it like an hour and a half stalk on this one pot of pigs. And I think they're called, I'm not sure what they're called out there. I'd like to call them a Congress of Pigs. I'm just going to make that one up. A Congress of Pigs. And so we, you know, we're going around and we're running around the sides of these hills. It's getting dark. We've got 10 minutes left of shooting time. We're up there in this hog crest the hill right in front of us. Again, the grass is high. You can't tell if it's a male or female. So we go through this whole thing about trying to figure out if it's a male or female. You know, we're peering and we can't see because the grass is too high. And then they're walking around us. I mean, you could have reached out and, you know, I mean, I had to dial the scope down. They were so close, you know. So, but we couldn't shoot because we couldn't, sows, can't shoot them. And then it gets dark. And as we're coming back up the hill and following this trail, we had to stop for like 10 minutes and let the skunks go by. Skunks were in front of us up going up the hill, and we didn't want to challenge them.
Now, people loved your hunting adventures. And I think it's – isn't it next week that you're going to announce your turkey pictures?
Yep, that's right. The turkey pictures. They came in. We have a winner.
You've accumulated –
a second place and a third place.
You've accumulated it. You've got the goods. You've got the gift cert. So that's going to be announced next week. Do you know what day?
No, I'm not sure. I see Marcus tomorrow. Okay. And we're going to talk about it, and he's got him, and he's going to come back.
Oh, he was the winner last year. So
winner was last year. He gets to pick the winner this
grand year. Grand prize.
Grand prize.
He gets to get,
$50 gift certificate to The View.
All right.
Second is $25. And third is these three
decanters
I have with turkey scenes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Linda won't let me put them in the kitchen.
Okay, coming up on the next segment, we're really excited about, we've got Bonnie Sharp in an event that they're doing. I want you to know more about that because it's going to be really special. It's called the Sunday Serenade. So we're going to be talking about that here at 7:30. And so
it's past 7:30 here. So it's 7:31. We're going to take a break. Just remember, Linda's singing tomorrow night at Overtime Lounge. Over at Wind River, starting at 6:30. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Like, okay, so totally. There's a gnarly party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino, okay? Dress your 80s best and join us in a rad atmosphere Thursday, July 13th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the totally 80s party pit. Dude, it's radical. Featuring $1 select blackjack tables, 80s songs, hot seat drawings, food, drink specials, and friendly dealers. No one else in town offers this. The totally 80s party pit. Details, log on to windriver.com. Dude, we'll see you there. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
July 14th and 15th, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Give me one more shot.
One more shot. Give it all I got.
Bring that guy back from San Francisco.
Okay, I'm surprised the one thing you didn't talk about was... Well, maybe he was trying to compensate. Maybe he was trying to compensate.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You said that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 25 minutes before the 8 o'clock. This is what happens when I talk about a three-minute pig hunting segment and it goes into 20 minutes. So, but I enjoyed it. Was it good for you? This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated by a husband and wife team, have been there for 9 years. It is absolutely a super, super gun store. It has everything you could possibly want, all the accessories, reloading, classes by Seth Stokes on concealed carry. The customer service is just, you know, top notch. If you have never held a gun in your life but you wanted to learn how to shoot, go on down there, talk to the people there. They're never condescending. They never talk down to you. They're happy to welcome people into our groups that like to shoot. That's right, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. You're not going to get a better deal on guns.
I wonder how if the husband and wife team roll their eyes at each other if they count through the day.
No, that doesn't count. Rolls of eyes does not count as an argument.
You can't roll your eyes in business at each other across the room, especially if you're selling guns. Oh, no.
Nope. You can't roll your eyes.
Well, this morning, speaking of not rolling your eyes, somebody who's always got her eye on the ball with the greatest of elegance is Bonnie Sharp. And Bonnie's here today to talk about the Sunday Serenade, which is going to be an evening of nostalgic music and dancing, ice cream sundaes. And good morning, Bonnie. Let's hear about your event.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, we're excited. We did have the event last year. It was received greatly. I mean, people of all ages. But this year, we do have a different thing, and we're delighted that you're going to be part of it.
Thank you for asking.
Well, we are really looking forward to it, as is our congregation, and I know our guests as well, people that will be coming. It's actually a fundraiser. We have a beautiful sanctuary, and it's been updated somewhat. But we have some meeting rooms that people of the community use that cannot always afford the hotel meeting spaces. And so we're very proud for years All Saints has been renting to these people, but it needs upgraded.
So let's talk about again. This is the All Saints Episcopal Church.
Correct.
Which is located across from the Redding Golf Course.
Right. And right and by One Safe Place.
One Safe Place. Yeah. You always do the big holiday bazaar every year.
Yes.
And one day while attending the holiday bazaar, what would you call him?
He's our priest.
Our priest.
Yeah.
Because you don't think of priest and Episcopal. I mean, for the layman. Yeah. You think of priest with Catholic.
Right.
But so priest of the Episcopal takes me in, shows me the organ. The beautiful organ was where I think I was with Lori Goyne. We were listening to, they actually could play a little bit of it. And about how you guys just got your, you had raised funds to get the new, what do you call it, the bell tower?
The belfry, the steeple.
Oh, steeple. Oh, no, that was in 2014, but the women did that. Do the bazaar.
But you worked really hard
to
get that going. And so this is really, it's a beautiful church, and I can't wait to get in there and hear and sing in the acoustics.
Right, because they are wonderful.
Oh.
And we have a new, a couple other additions to the church. There's a beautiful, huge, probably a glass window that's as easily as big as that wall right there. And Jan,
it's a big wall.
Scanlon.
Really?
Design. We had her design. She's the one who did the plaque for our steeple. But and then we also have. Wait till you see them. I don't even know how to describe them. The doors. Most all Episcopal churches have a door area when you first come in to enter the church. You know, because when people come in, they're getting their bulletins, all that, and they're talking, and you're not supposed to be talking. You know, it's not supposed to be audible from inside where people are saying their prayers, etc. So those doors, wait till you see them. They were built on the coast. They're all wood. I don't even have the vocabulary to talk about them.
So this fundraiser that's happening, in fact, that's why you're here, is because we're pushing ticket sales.
Right.
Tell us what the night looks like. And you said the money is going into the meeting rooms in the back, so that the public that wants to use those meeting rooms have got, like, maybe is it a, if they need a little help, that's what that's for, or?
Well, it's the fact that they use the rooms, they need upgraded. I mean, they just have been, used and used and reused. Okay. And so we feel that we want to upgrade the church, of course, there. So that's what we're raising the money for, so we can do some nice things to the appearance of those rooms, and they will be more usable for those people or more comfortable, et cetera. So that's what's going into it. But along with that, or at the same time, I guess I should say, Gretchen Melberg has been very involved, and I know Les has probably given her some tips, but she's very talented and has come up with some wonderful ideas. And like in Memorial Hall, which is the main hall, which is right across where we have the bazaar, mm-hmm. there was like a little alcove there. Well, they've taken the window out, and now they've put in like, what would you call them, Jim? French doors, but they are beautiful. They have a cross on that are just, I don't even have words to describe them. So that's one thing. And then they're doing other things that will upgrade the facilities and make them even more usable for these people that do them. And we've done a little bit of maneuvering with the word, I guess, because the Sunday serenade is on Saturday, and it's an Sundae mm-hmm. serenade. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have ice cream, and it's going to be a lovely evening. And where children are welcome, and we hope people will bring them.
So the evening is July 15th from 7 to 9:30. Now, will the tables be inside the main hall?
No. The tables will be in a memorial hall that we are remodeling. But then the dancing will be in front of the altar, just like we did before.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So your ice cream and your food, I'm trying to get a visual, is in where we do the bazaar.
Right.
And then Lou and the band will be playing actually in the main church.
Yeah, they'll be right on the altar.
Okay, so that's great. And I get to sing in that environment. I'm very, very excited. Of course, I love Lou White and the band.
Right.
So Pat Karch is going to be playing too. These are all my old buddies.
Right.
Okay, so how do we get tickets and all that stuff?
The tickets, you can can go online, or of course you can ask us, people from the church. Adults are $35, and that adults are 18 to 59 years old. Youth is $15, and that's 2 to 17. And then seniors, 60 and older, $30.
Okay.
Okay, so, and again, where can you get the tickets?
You can go
down
online,
to the church, or can you go online?
You can go online. You who are techie, more techie than I, which is you wouldn't have to be very techie to be more techie than me, but it's ASCCCommission@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can call 524-2206.
Okay.
Will tickets be for sale at the door?
No.
Okay.
We have not discussed that, but I don't think
we really.
They were hoping to get a.
Yeah. All right. So, what we're trying to do here is drive home that this is a great Saturday night dancing.
Right.
Fundraiser money is going towards All Saints. We love the church, we love the location, love what the body stands for. We just have to get the phone number. People will pass by really quickly, so let's go to that website one more time.
Okay, it's ASE and then C Commission @gmail.com.
Or you can go to All Saints Episcopal Church website.
Right.
All Saints Episcopal Church website. I'm sure it's in there. Just say All Saints Episcopal Church, and it'll have the directions
right
on there.
We'll have events, okay. And you can buy it.
Or if you got a question, call Bonnie at?
Right, 241-8926.
Okay, Bonnie Sharp. And the Sunday Serenade.
Yes.
A nostalgic evening of music, dancing, and ice cream sundaes. It's going to be July the 15th from 7 p.m. to 9:30.
A week from Saturday.
At All Saints Episcopal Church on Benton Drive. A magical evening of swing and jazz with live band era music with Lou White and the band and guest artist Linda Bott. Okay. Followed by an ice cream social. Okay, there you go. Memorial Hall. Tickets can be purchased at memorialhall.eventbrite.com or just go to All Saints Episcopal Church and they'll give you all the directions you need. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're going to be right back. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we're bringing in the EDC. We're going to talk about something when we get back. It's a little more somber than the last two segments about boating and boating safety. We'll be right back.
Reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460.
Good Good morning, everybody. Currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios. Hot today with our highs of 98. Our lows are 67. Thursday calls for 102. Friday will be hot with 104. Saturday calls for a high of 106. Woo! And Sunday 105, Monday 105, and Tuesday 101. That's the kind of the forecast. Actually, no thunderstorms or anything like that. Mostly clear. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite boutiques in all of the North State. I loved it when my mom and anybody comes to visit. I love them to go to Dandelion. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend. Right now, they've got sun hats and tops and lots of summer good stuff with great colors. The gal, you get a personal shopper when you go in there. It's just fabulous. Located on Pine Street, Dandelion Boutique.
Hey, you know, something happened. You know, there's something that's tragedy. There's a tragic thing. And leave that open for us, please, honey. Thanks. I just want that door open right now. On the lake, Lake Shasta is a great place to go to. Everybody has just a wonderful time. And on Monday, a family was out there, I guess a couple families together, and a tragedy. A 12-year-old boy had he was being pulled on an inner tube, and the driver of the boat, who was, I think it was a 12 or 13-year-old girl, made the turn back. She hit a wake. She lost control, came right back over, and hit the boy. And he sank from sight. Terrible tragedy. And then they arrested the owner of the boat who was legally intoxicated. You know, and it's the same rule as it is while you're driving a car. It's 0.8 or 0.08. That's where it went out to have fun turns into tragedy. Now, here's what I want you to take away from this. If you can take anything away from this for this family, both these families are just, you know, they must just be going through hell right now, including the little girl who was driving the boat. The fact is that I don't know if alcohol had anything to do with this, and I'm not saying it did. I'm not saying alcohol had anything to do with this. But boats are dangerous, just like cars. If they're not being, when the girl made the turn, she hit a wake and she lost control of the boat. It appears, this is what I've read, and went back over the young man. The thing about this is that the water is a great place to have fun, but it's just like driving a car. You can't be drinking out there. And again, I'm not saying that booze had anything to do with it, but it can't help. It can't help. So, you know, have a great time out there. But let's not forget that, you know, these things are, you know, while we're having a great time, the boats, you know, are easy to, you know, you can run into something, you can run aground, you can run over people. Lots of people out there. You've just got to really, really be careful when you're out there on those boats. And it's just, I feel so sorry for the family from Red Bluff. They had last night at the Little League field where he played, where the boy played. They had luminaries out there, and a bunch of people came out to pay their respects. And again, Bob's not here because he's usually out on the lake on the 4th of July with the Coast Guard.
Well, he is in Oroville.
Yeah, and he's Oroville right now, and they're working it out there. So he'll be back. He'll be back tomorrow, and I know he's going to, you know, I want to talk to him about it.
Well, let me just say that, you know, growing up on Folsom Lake, and on the Sacramento River, and the American River, being a Sacramento girl, that very often the kids drive boats. Now, I'm talking about, like, I'm a 70s girl and even 80s girl. That you have to have an adult supervision, but oftentimes, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, she should be able to drive the boat because her father or whoever was the 18, over 18, was the supervisor. But anyway, so you know, and we know that when you're doing the, you're on the back on a big raft, it's all about the thrill. It's how fast you can go, and you're going in and out of the wakes. So basically, the information that we're getting is that they said, okay, let's throw them off the raft. Well, we've done that. We've actually been on the raft, and we've been in the boat with people on the raft.
Well, and Linda's and been on the raft screaming, throw us off, and I'm on the raft screaming, no, no, but it didn't do any good.
No. So we held on for dear life. But, you know, so then it was like, okay, so, you know, there's really a fine line, and I'm surprised I'm alive because, you know, we, as a kid, we did things that were daring and dangerous, and this just happened to be that moment. It feels like it just pushed a little too far where she turned sharp go back into, and got, the boat just probably got out of, you know, like, you know, you just, it just, it, that's that thing about the machine. It's kind of like when you put your foot on the gas pedal. How fast are you going? Do you realize at that point, are you going 15 or 25, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't know, as we said. Got to be careful out there.
I'm commenting on the comment, okay? I just, you know, I've pulled it up and I've looked at it. We'll find out more information. But the reality is that the 12-year-old boy is still missing, and they're going
still
to
tragic,
resuming right now, as we speak, they're out there looking for him.
Okay. Hey, happy birthday from North Korea. They launched an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. Said that it could reach Alaska.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, of course, the North Koreans do these things on the 4th of July and other days that are important to Americans just because that they can. And again, North Korea is rattling its sabers more and more. I'm not sure if they're doing it because of their response they're getting from Trump and this administration, or if, you know, is North Korea somebody you should ignore? But then they just do more and more. So it's kind of like the unruly child that you need to really slap down at some point. But the unruly child is holding a sawed-off shotgun. So you got to be careful about how you slap down the unruly child. So the way you do it is you go to the Chinese and say cut off their oil for like a week, which the Chinese have done before and brought the North Koreans, you know, back to heel, back to getting, you know, settle down, everybody over here. All you Kims over there, you just settle down and we'll turn the gas back on. So, and Trump's heading to the G20 conference, the G20 summit, and he's going to meet Putin for the first time. And, you know, all the Democrats think that they've spent time in motels together at Motel 6 in Bangor, Maine. That's not true. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the G20 summit. You know, Trump has pulled us out of the Paris Accords. Not that we needed to be pulled very hard. Most people didn't want to be in them. Economic Development Corporation should be here at 8 o'clock to talk about all the things that are going on there. And I'd like to be able to talk to them about, you know, what's been said about Stillwater and the amount of money that's being spent there and the amount of money and how, what's the real outlook for Stillwater? What's the outlook on being able to bring in those businesses? Is Stillwater something that we should just, you know, sell in one large lump to somebody and for whatever they want it for, and kind of like pull out of there? Or is it something that we should be, again, to keep pushing, because we're on the cusp of getting companies in there, but we've been on the cusp many times. And you know, it's kind of like when you ask a direct question, EDC, but when you ask questions to politicians and you ask them a direct question and they go, well, you know, we can't discuss that because of these rules. And you think about it and you think, well, who made these rules up? You know, that you ask a question about, why did you do that? Well, I did it because of this. Well, but that's not telling us anything. There's no transparency there. And you kind of want transparency. On the other hand, you've got to understand is they're in tight negotiations with these companies. And they don't want to spread it around that, hey, look, this is what we're doing. And this is what we're offering them and all this, because then it goes viral and everybody gets crazy. It's a tough, tough place to be in when you're trying to discuss it with Tony Giovanella. And with the things he's doing. And I understand that. It's just like you can't talk to the city manager or the council about union negotiations. You don't want to find out. You don't want that spread everywhere till it's over. And then you find out that, oh, well, and then you wonder why they did it. And they said, well, we can't talk about it.
We're going to find out more information in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, we hope, right?
But before we do that, you know, it's really interesting. Over the 4th of July, thousands of excited snowboarders and skiers took advantage of the snow, believe this or not, in Squaw Valley over 4th. The warm weather paired with what they call corn snow. The snow consistency that is the more desirable pellet type, favored for beginners, made for a great atmosphere as people took to the slopes.
In their shorts.
It says, and bikinis. You know, you see that sometimes.
Well, you know.
90 degrees.
In
there
snow.
You see it. Bikinis and shorts and on snowboards.
Wouldn't work with
90
me.
Degrees, bikinis and snowing in
I'd still
in the
be
Alps.
Buried. I'd still be buried in the snow. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump continues to voice his frustration with China when it comes to North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
The president had hoped that China's leader would do more to curb North Korea's nuclear pursuits. But after the North's launching this week of an intercontinental ballistic missile, Mr. Trump urged China to do more. And before leaving on a trip to Europe, he tweeted about the expanding trade between China and North Korea, saying, "So much for China working with us, but we had to give it a try." Greg Clugston, Washington.
North Korea's launch of an ICBM leaves the U.S. to consider how it will respond. Dr. Lanny Chen at Stanford University's Hoover Institution says the U.S. must offer a very clear message.
We're left with some very bad options. Military confrontation to really strike North Korea in a way that leaves them on the floor for a while. Unfortunately, that may be one of the few remaining options that are out there. But we cannot continue to outsource this. This is a serious problem and a serious threat that we have to pay attention to.
Dr. Chen was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Swedish carmaker Volvo changing the way it makes cars. Correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Volvo will begin producing electric motors on all its cars in 2 years, becoming the first traditional automaker to forego the combustion engine altogether. The Swedish company, which has been making cars since 1927, says the decision was prompted by the wishes of customers, describing it as one of the most significant moves by any car maker. Volvo Cars says it aims to reach its target of selling 1 million electrified cars by 2025, with a range of models including fully electric vehicles and hybrid cars. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Orders to U.S. factories fell for the second straight month in May. The Commerce Department reports orders declined by 0.8%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You may remember that back in 1998, the largest tobacco companies in the USA were sued for using false advertisements and manipulating scientific research. These tobacco companies agreed to a master settlement agreement where a minimum of $206 billion was to be awarded to 46 state municipalities. You could personally claim a tax-free portion of this money, around $2,300 per month in perpetuity, whether you have ever smoked or not. It's because billions of these dollars are being used to back interest-bearing financial instruments that bring in between 10 and 12% yields year after year. Investors are beating down the doors to lock up their positions, and now you can too. Money Map Press, an independent financial publisher, and editor Keith Fitzgerald have created a research presentation on these programs that you can attend free. Visit tobaccomasterpayments.com for more information. Find out how you can benefit from the Big Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. Call 800-282-3487 or visit tobaccomasterpayments.com. That's tobaccomasterpayments.com.
In Syria, a 1,300-year-old wall that was breached by the U.S.-backed opposition forces fighting to capture the area from ISIS in Raqqa is seen as a symbol of a golden era. The old city wall stands as a testament to the glorious age of Islamic civilization. Canada has decided to apologize and give millions of dollars to a former Guantanamo Bay prisoner who pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, partly because he was only 15 years of age when he was captured.
The Supreme Court ruled in his favor in terms of saying that the Canadian government didn't do enough for him while he was incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay, and that some of the information that they got through interrogation, they used that and shared it with American authorities. And so the Supreme Court of Canada said that the rights were violated a number of times.
That is correspondent Rob Gillies reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Illinois budget battle continued to rage right on through the 4th of July. Correspondent Mike Rossio reports Governor Bruce Rauner's vetoes of a $36 billion budget plan and a $5 billion income tax increase were quickly overridden then by the state Senate. That sends the issue back to the state House.
Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a $36 billion budget package that includes a $5 billion tax increase because he says it doesn't go far enough. Tuesday, the Illinois Senate voted to increase the personal income tax rate by 32% from 3.76% to just under 5% and to bump up taxes on corporations from 5% to 7%.
That is correspondent Mike Grotia reporting this first trading day back after the 4th of July. Slow start on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling right now up by about 14 points. The NASDAQ doing much better up by 22. More information on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it is hump day, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Got you fixed there, didn't you,
in
Carl?
In the studios of KCNR 1460 from the heart of Reading, right here in River City on Market Street. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is the phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460 all over the world. And I am, of course, here with the Bob, because Bob Belongi's out on some boat someplace.
Bob Martin.
And we have Linda Bott, who's got,
good morning,
got
Bob.
The weather.
So great to have the weather. And by the way, again, thank you so much for the firework display last night from the McConnell Foundation that funds that. And for all of the people who came out to make such a safe, I really would like to interview the people who did the fireworks. It was the most fantastic display, just really a beautiful work of art in the sky last night. So that was spectacular. Today looks like it's around 72 right now. Our highs are going to be 98 today, mostly clear tonight with lows of 67. Now tomorrow, Thursday, calls for a hot day with our 102, clear skies with our lows of 69. As we progress through the week, we're looking into Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the triple digits, 105, 104, and Sunday around 105 as well. Now the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where Shasta Gas Propane gives senior and veteran discounts. Call them at 365-3793. And now, one of our favorite segments with one of our favorite people, our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Neesman. Good morning, and how are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. I love the fireworks as well. Happy 4th. It was a great day.
Super day.
Really fun. All righty. Well, let's turn to the markets. They're mixed. The market is mixed right now with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 13 points at 21,465. The S&P 500 is off a point at 24.28, and the NASDAQ composite up 23 points at 6,133. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Monogram Residential Trust up $2.18, trading at $11.98, Rite Aid down 9 cents at $2.60 per share, and Bank of America up 20 cents at $24.88. Local stocks of interest, Best Buy down 19 cents at $59.03, AT&T off 12 cents, trading at $37.94, UPS off 21 cents at $110.39. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.34%. And over to commodities, gold is up $1 an ounce at $12.20, silver off 20 cents at $15.87 per ounce, and crude oil dropping $1.64 at $45 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Investments, and she's located on Park Marina Drive. You're not going to find. Okay. Susan Eastman has been in the business for a couple of decades. Every time you talk to her, I am totally blown away by how much she knows and her grasp of financial investing and what's going on in the market. Give her a call over there at Wells Fargo Advisors. I don't think you're going to find somebody that will have a better attitude or better answers for your questions than Susan Eastman. Okay. Hey, we have two tickets to Sweeney Todd.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street out there at Shasta College. It's going to be July 7th through the 27th at 7 p.m. And July 9th, 16th, and 23rd, you know, this must be Sundays at 2 p.m. performing at Shasta College. These are $13 tickets. And if you want to go there, you know what? They put on super, super productions.
They absolutely do. So give us a call. 605-4567 for two tickets. Again, July 7th, 22nd, July 9th, 16th, 23rd. You can the July 9th, 16th, 23rd are the 2 o'clock p.m., so you can go to the matinee. So you have two tickets for two. If you want to go check a really wonderful production out. Again,
give us a call.
Two tickets
for two or one set of tickets?
One set of tickets. 605-4567.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanella. And by the way, of course, I can pronounce that now.
Got it.
Just like I can Joe Comente. I've been butchering those names Tony's for at least a year, but Joe for 3 years. But I finally got it together on everybody's names here. I don't even have to write them down anymore and all this. So he's going to be here a little bit later. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But Todd's in charge of all the entrepreneurs and development and all that out at the Shasta Hub.
Yeah.
So what's going on? You've had a bunch of events out there lately.
We got a lot of events coming up in the next couple months. In July, we're going to be pretty busy. Tomorrow, we actually have an event that we're not putting on, but it's going to be at the Shasta Venture Hub. It is the California Go Biz. It's a department of the governor's office. They're going to be having a Cal Competes tax credit presentation from 10:30 to 11:30 tomorrow at the Venture Hub. It's free. You just have to go online. You can find the link at ShastaVentureHub.com, or if you just Google California Go Biz in Reading, you'll find the event. And it's just talking about some of the tax credits that we have here in California that's trying to make it a little bit easier because it's a tough place to do business
sometimes.
Okay, wait a
minute. Is this the part where I giggle hysterically?
You can if you want to. But, the Cal Competes, I do know some manufacturers that have used it here in Shasta County, and it's been great. They get tax credits for certain manufacturing equipment and
employment. What about if you just have the guts to keep fighting it out here in California? You should get a tax break for that.
Yeah, you probably should. But you know,
you don't.
We are the sixth largest economy in the world. So
they keep saying that.
But you know,
they're not talking about Shasta County, are they? They should take counties that are below that sixth, largest economy that you're getting out of Silicon Valley, and which will bust at some point. And then, and say, hey, look, we want to build up places like Shasta County, which we've got railways, we've got roads, we've got electricity, we have all that. And say, hey, we're going to pump in a couple million dollars here, and we're going to put some government institutions out there, or we're going to put like maybe a prison.
there's one option.
At Stillwater. There. We've killed all the ducks. It was one shot. It's jobs. It's something at Stillwater. And it takes bad guys off the street. A level two. So it's not like Susanville, but something like a level two for those that's got like 5 or 6 years in the pokey.
Yeah.
So we can just take guys, right, just run them straight in there. We end our crime problem. We end our jobs problem. We get all those taxes. And Stillwater has a use.
That's one option there. Tony was on last month, and he did say, hey, if you have an idea, give me a call at 224-4920, and he got a grand total of zero phone calls.
Well, you know what? Nobody's got an idea. Todd kind of rolls his eyes when I say that. But we've got a lot of attributes up here, as you well know, and Tony's out there selling them. But we're still fighting against California. Look at Tough Wheels. Or Skyway. Tough Wheels. They begged them to stay here. I mean, Kenny and Perry went back there and presented, with their hearts, we got to have a presence or we want to do this. And the guys looked at them, and these were all successful businessmen. They had another tire factory down in Southern California, got hammered. And they said, we're never going to do business in there. We're never going to do business.
Those guys that purchased the business are from Indiana. I mean, they brought it back to their hometown, which, makes sense.
Well,
I get the challenges in California.
Well, no, but I mean, the facility itself went to Alabama.
Right.
I mean, yeah, Alabama or Mississippi, one of those two places. And it is a challenge. But and you guys are just battling it out. And you just appreciate it so much for that. But
It's certainly an uphill battle a lot of times. I think that, I talked to a lot of friends. I lived overseas and in D.C. and in San Francisco for many years. And, you talk about Northern California and kind of the booming economy that we used to have. And I probably shouldn't get into that from this perspective. But there are, you know, we used to have a strong economy up here with all the natural resources we have. And, you know, it's a fight, not just in California, but at the national level to get some of those abilities back.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with Todd Jones of the Economic Development Corporation, but also Tony Giovanella, who has just rolled in here, and we're going to talk to him about, just ask a few things about Stillwater and kind of reiterate some of the things that were said in the grand jury report. And Tony's response, I think, kind of got buried because it was a few days later. But we want to talk about that and about plans for Stillwater, but also how things are going here in Northern California. I mean, sometimes we believe that, oh, we're just stuck here, but we're not. There are a lot of things happening, startups and businesses and things like this that people just don't. It's below the radar for some reason, but yet
trying to bring it up.
You're trying to get it up so people know. Hey, this portion of the show is, well, it's going to go to 98 today, and as Linda said, it's going to be up in the hundreds the next few days.
Yes, 105.
And if your air conditioner isn't working at peak performance, or even working at mediocre performance, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call? You call Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. And I'll tell you why. They come out. They fix it. They come out. And you're almost like a family. Martin and Pam and all other people are there to help you. They can fix any type of cooling system. That's right. Not only can they fix it, they can get in there with the air ducts. And they can make sure that the air that it's pumping out actually makes it to the spot it's supposed to.
We have firsthand experience here with, you know, the contraption from the 40s that they had to fix for many years. And then they finally replaced it, and they've just done a wonderful job. So Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or just go to homecomfort.org. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, July 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott right here in downtown Reading. We're kind of leading, I like to think we're leading the change in Reading, the change in the ambiance of downtown Reading. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 72 degrees, going up to 98 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club, corner of Eureka and Court Street. The only indoor saltwater pool in any gym or club. You've got Bohem Spa in there. Very, very professional trainers. Absolutely clean. It's got it all. I like it there. And he's got all the machines, and Bob has... Bad Bob's established a relationship with Sophia, one of the reclined bikes he pedals for an hour and a half every day.
And watches the news. And able to get lost.
Watches news.
Well, why working on your body?
Lost 40 pounds. He has. So, Wellgate Sports Club, Rich Novelli and his people down there, give them a call, 768-1205, or even better, just stop in there and say, hey, I'd like to have a tour. And they'll show you a tour, and they're going to, you know, they've got the free weights. They've got every one of their, everything they have is just first class. Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, we're here with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation. Tony, I've got your name down now, just like I have Joe Comentes.
Practice and, makes perfect.
Well, you know what? I finally started, you know, okay, how hard can this be? Come on. You know, you got a master's. You should be able to figure out how to pronounce a last name, even if it is Italian. You know, so anyway.
All right, welcome to the show this morning.
Welcome
How's
back.
It going?
Thank you. By the way, my wife used to teach my kids how to say it to the Mickey Mouse song. Or spell it Giovanniello.
Oh, there you go. Great. There you go.
Well, that works. Okay. You wanted to talk some more about the what we were just talking about with the California.
Yeah, the Cal Competes event tomorrow. And, you know, we joke around about tax credits and things like that. But companies in California actually do get these. And one of the reasons we're so excited about having this event here, they have a couple of cycles every year where you can apply. 57 companies in California got credits of, I don't know what the exact number was, but it was somewhere between $60 million and $120 million. In the last cycle, none of the companies were north of Woodland because we don't know about it. We don't apply these things.
Well, do they – I mean, they must tell people about them, right? I mean, isn't it like a statewide –
It is, but you know, we don't have a GoBiz office here.
Okay, got it.
Right, so you know, I'm happy that they're reaching out to our community.
Well, you know, how do we do that? How do we get that word out then?
Well, we mailed it out to about 600 businesses in the area. The GoBiz people are marketing it as well, and we still actually don't have as many attendees signed up as we'd like to for tomorrow. There's only about 15 so far. I'd like to see 40 or 50 or 60.
All right. So what do we need to do now in order to fly that out there? Does Mike Mangus, do they cover it? Do they talk about, okay, now today on the news?
It's probably not a big thing. Actually, that's one of the reasons why I want to take a few minutes today. I'm hoping that more people know about it.
Right.
Sure.
Great. You know, we have so much up here. And it's like you said, sometimes, you know, the legislature doesn't know there's anything beyond north of Sacramento, except maybe the airport. Okay, north of the airport. And you get others like this. You say they gave out $127 million in tax breaks, but nobody north of Woodland. I mean, we have manufacturing up here.
Sure.
This is just, you know.
Okay, so this is something that, okay, so let's talk about this. Tell us. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm a visual person. Mm-hmm. Where is this, what's happening tomorrow? Let's get people to go where, when, how, let me tell my neighbor, let me tell the people, oh yeah, by the way. Right. So it's not bup. Let's go into the visual.
Right. So tomorrow morning at 10:30, and it'll be a one-hour event at the Shasta Venture Hub, GoBiz is going to present two key things. One, are you eligible? How do you determine whether you're eligible or not? And if you are, how to apply? Now, any companies that come, and you know, only they can tell whether they're going to be eligible or not, because it's about what you're going to do in the near future, or how many people are you going to hire, how much equipment are you going to buy. Once they establish that they might be eligible, if they connect with us at the EDC, we'll help them through the process, and so will GoBiz personnel.
Okay, where's Shasta Hub?
That's right. 10:30 tomorrow. That's 4,300.
But where Shasta Hub? For people going, where's Shasta Hub?
4,300 Caterpillar Road.
Okay.
Reading.
All right.
All the way at the end, corner of Beltline and Caterpillar Road. It's we're part of the SAF complex there.
Well, we know where it is, but I mean, we may have somebody in the car going, oh, you know what? That sounds really cool. It's everybody has their little moments when they open up and listen to just a specific information. So that's really cool. You're connecting people tomorrow morning. We're trying to get that more up. 15 people signed up, hopefully, by the end of this show and there the end of today. We have more because this is an excellent opportunity.
Absolutely.
You guys are doing your job.
We're trying. We want to, you know, we invest a lot of tax money. Let's get some of it back, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody talks about, oh, hey, you know what? For every dollar we pay, we get so much back. Well, it's time to get it back in a different way. Besides giving it to transients who are walking around shooting up. We need to get it back into those people that have got jobs, who are building their businesses and so on. Is this something like Moore's Flour Mill? By the way, Russell is sending me all these ideas as we're sitting here talking. Russell has sent me
in our chat pack.
And Russell has sent me other ideas that I have passed on to city leaders, which I think are probably good ideas. I'm going to put down all these ideas. Put all these ideas down, Russell, in one email and send them to me, will you? Because I'm missing some of them as it goes by fast. He said, think Moore's Flour Mill, which is kind of a local guy, and now he's expanding. You know, is he a business that could have gotten a tax break?
Probably eligible.
Probably eligible. And I wonder if he knows that. Is it worth, you know, thinking about this? Is it worth looking at companies you think could be eligible and giving them a phone call? I mean, just doing a phone bank. Getting some volunteers and saying, you know what, look, here's 25 businesses or 50 businesses that they could get money back on this, and we just call them instead of kind of hoping that they get it through a brochure or something nebulous. Like Linda says, you know, they're driving and go, well, you know what, that could be. Where's that at? And then they're at their location. Then they can come back and listen like that. But, you know, just a phone bank to call people and say, you could get $100,000 back, a tax break, not back, but a tax break, $5,000.
Well, you know, Carl, I like that idea. And last night I was at a party to watch the fireworks.
Yes.
And a couple of people that are retired said, I like to volunteer and I really like the idea of doing something at the EDC. I'm going to call them later today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, is that?
Yeah.
I don't want to just keep throwing out ideas like that. But I, you know what? Because you know them. Mm-hmm. And you're saying you can save money. You're a manufacturer, save money.
Yeah.
I'd be down there tomorrow if we manufactured anything besides hot air.
Well, we manufacture opinions and the waves to be able to have people call in. And just like we had a fundraiser earlier that is for a church to fix their back rooms. So I don't know. Is that kind
I just
of
think
that's
that,
creating
I just think
something?
That what this is gives people a chance here to, again, grow their companies. And it's a great thing. And it's coming out of EDC. Well, it's coming out of the state, but it's you guys are kind of running them around and getting it done. So – okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to take a little bit of an early break. And we'll come back. I'm going to hit Stillwater again for like, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, kind of go back and reiterate things that you've said before. And just so that, because I think people need to listen about Stillwater. And I know we get into this transparency thing. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, we hit it with the new city manager. You hit it with the, you know, city council. Oh, gosh, you know, there's things we can't say. I realize there are things, but people need to know is that Stillwater just isn't sitting there with goats on it. And so that's why I want to come back with Tony after that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy owns this company, and he teaches in 28 counties. He just had a NRA instructor school because he needed more instructors. Every one of his people have a professional NRA card. plus extra instruction or further education in this, and anything from rifles to range officers and pistol shoots or pistol instructors, all of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for some of the most complete training in CCW, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, home security, all of these things tied in together, Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here on the 5th of July, and it's 72 degrees going up to 98.
Some loving had me a blast.
Some loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds July 6th inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Linda Bot, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 from the heart of Redding, down here on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. It's about 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 72 degrees going up to 98. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, where Todd Jones and I get our haircut.
That's right.
We go in there, and we march in there, and we sit down, and we catch up on our reading and guns and ammo. You don't see Cosmopolitan or those kind of things in there. And the TV set has never had Dr. Phil.
What's it have, National Geographic? Or
there's National Geographic. That's about the most risque magazine.
There's a Rocky Marathon on. The guys like to watch it.
Yeah, there you go.
Rocky
yeah.
Marathon.
That's
or, you know, anything that there's people, you know, sports. Anything.
Or hockey.
Or hockey. Okay. Or something. Big yeah, I went to a fist fight and a hockey game broke out.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then, you know, then the haircuts, of course, are great. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Okay, we're here with Tony Giovanella, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation. Of course, Todd Jones heads up their entrepreneur division and kind of runs the hub down there, the Shasta Venture Hub. We're talking about the different things that are happening. Now, I want to hit Stillwater real quick, and then I know we've got some things that Tony says is coming up and we really need to talk about. But Stillwater was the object of a study by the grand jury. Came up and had a lot of things to say that, you know, they need to find out what's the future of this, and is anybody at the city really looking at it anymore? We've spent a lot of money. We're going to continue to spend money there. And, you know, you had a rebuttal to it, but it was maybe not, you know, when it hits the front page and the rebuttals are like page 3 2 days later. Mm-hmm. So maybe people didn't hear it. So,
well, I think
Stillwater.
The key thing is back on October 29th, there was a Speak Your Piece written by Joe Cerami, and he laid out the fact that Stillwater is still a valuable asset. And the reality is, you know, you hear talk about, well, let's sell it. Well, the reality is there's not a lot of people out there, developers, that want to buy 330 acres, okay, and configure it into something different. If businesses were moving in and attracted to it right now, developers would do that, but we'd be getting those leads too, okay? To bring in a home developer or something, well, the utilities now go to 16 parcels. You know, you're going to end up with 1,000-plus parcels if you go to the normal-size homes or whatever. Then you got all the investment in utilities and things like that. So also remember, that was bought with redevelopment funds, which means that you have to pay prevailing wages when you build something. It's not likely that a residential developer or somebody like that is going to do that. So, I mean, it's easy to throw out things, but, you know, you got to vet them and see what's possible. And really, the best thing is to get a business in there. Remember, the $43 million, the $23 million, the 59, whatever number you want to use that it's going to cost us, 1,000 jobs creates $360 million to $500 million of economic activity every year. It'll blow that investment away. It'll make it look minuscule if we can get something in there. And at this point, that is our best option. And we've got to play it out.
Now, you all were just down. You were one of the few people that were invited down to Sacramento, right? Or to a place for to give a – I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right. In Sacramento to talk with some Chinese CEOs and chairmen.
Right.
And what was that experience like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. In a lot of ways, it was very much focused on clean energy and auto tech. We did actually talk to a few companies where there was – some resonating. Some of them wanted to do some public-private investments in infrastructure. And we did go out and talk to some of the cities, or all the cities, to see if any of them were interested. But there were no projects on the board right now. But at least now they know about us. And if there is a project, you know, maybe they'll think about us. We were only one. Imagine there are probably 50 different economic development organizations in the state. We were one of seven that had the privilege to speak, and that's primarily because the state likes the robustness of the responses that we've been providing on other opportunities.
Well, that's and so what that means is every time the state comes out with something that you all give it thought, and you just don't, it's not one of those cursory, okay, thank you type things. But that's good. It got you to be one of the speakers.
As a matter of fact, we've been on one specific opportunity this year. We were kicked out in March. And I revved it and went back in. Nobody does this, by the way. Got back in. Then we were kicked out in May. I revved it again and went back in. And then I were finally kicked out again last week.
But hey, but you know what? I mean, perseverance. And I think that, you know...
You know, you've got to have a certain personality.
You know,
it's like...
Stillwater, for many, is like what you would consider the big old albatross. I'm sorry, it is. I mean, it's a sore subject. People get crazy. The red flag, you know, the meter goes up to people are ticked off. I don't, you know, I mean, we came here and Stillwater was here. It's not like, and it's still been, it was 10 years now. We're all trying to figure out still, okay. But I do believe that you have to have positive perseverance. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about thank you very much for having the three-time chutzpah to get in there and kick it out.
Yeah.
Because
it may be
the fourth time or the next situation that it finally connects. It's kind of like trying to get a movie made.
Right.
I equate so much to like songs and movies and artistry because things take long periods of time and gestate, don't go anywhere, maybe get to in the hands of somebody else. And then it becomes successful and wonderful. So we must think like that. It will happen.
Yeah, and I may have mentioned this, you know, months back, but the robustness of our responses and this aggressive posture is appreciated by the state because the state's investing, right, to get these at-bats, and that's only one of the vehicles that we have, but they don't want to see these leads wasted, right? So they're actually at this point, when somebody comes in and say, I'm looking in Southern California, they're saying, look at Shasta County. These guys got it going up there. So, you know, we're building a brand for ourselves, right? That we want business. We're open-armed. Our elected officials, our community. Well,
and you know what? And these guys that kicked you out the third time.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that down the road they're going to say, you know what? We got this venture. You know, what about that crazy guy that keeps coming back? You know what?
Right.
It fits out there, though. I mean, you hear stories like that all the time that it didn't fit that one, but it fits this one. So.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the second time, right, the heading on the proposal was head turning, knock your socks off proposal.
And I will say, Tony really leads the charge and puts these together, but we couldn't do it without the support of city staff and our elected officials in all our cities, in our counties, because they're sitting together, you know, in these meetings with us, and we're saying, you know, what can we do to really show these companies that we mean business and we have a really aggressive and serious proposal to give to them? And
no, you've got to do that. You've got to, you know what? And here's the thing is, it's sales. I mean, what you're doing is sales. Mm-hmm. That comes down to it, and it's difficult to keep your momentum going and your vigor and your enthusiasm when, you know, every time people turn you down.
Hey, it's paid my bills my whole life, and I love it. So.
Yeah, but see, you've succeeded more than you failed, and so when that happens, we just need the one. You know, and that's the thing. It's not a home run either. You know, people say, oh, you're looking for that home run. No. What we're looking for is maybe even a walk, you know. Then we can start moving around the baseline, okay? Hey, we got I got a caller here. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Billy Bob.
I'm glad you had a good fourth and got to the game last night.
That was a great game. Great game.
Yeah. Hey, listen, comment for your EDC boys there. You know, with all our problems, and again, the homeless and the transients and all this, I've mentioned it before that Stillwater, you fence off about 6 to 7 acres. It's all out of the 330 acres. Take the furthest outside corner of the property. You put a 12-foot fence around it, and you have limited access in and out. And anybody found on the streets of Reading and clean the city of Reading up, what an economic boon that would be to our town. I mean, and we build two metal buildings, one for the commissary and one for the bath and showers. We set up tents. They're not incarcerated, so we don't have any of that regulation to deal with. And we call it Bumville. And they've got their own bum council. They've got their bum police force. They've got everything. I mean, yeah.
If I don't hear this at least once every month, Billy Bob, I feel like my month is a failure. And I really like it when you call in on this because it makes sense to me. But you know what? I can see now that Tony and Todd are not as sold on this as I am, and you are.
Well, you know, in some ways, we have handcuffs on us, you know, using that term loosely, right? So the Joe Arpaio approach in Arizona is not the courts here in our lovely state have said we can't do that.
But what he's talking about is we just put up 6 acres, we fence it in, and we give it, and we call it what do you call it, Bumville or second chance or something, and just put them in there. And then now they got a place to stay. They have their own council.
Yeah,
they have all that, you know. But it doesn't have to be right in the middle of Stillwater. It could be at the far end near Vince Stevens' place.
Right.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Billy Bob.
Okay, all right, great show.
Right.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hey, have you ever had anybody approach you about making that like a pot co-op? I'm not laughing. I mean this sincerely.
No, seriously.
I've always thought that Stillwater, if you're going to legalize marijuana, then have it be
it could be a manufacturing facility.
A co-op, and that, you know, that's the taxes would be amazing to go back into the city.
But not a co-op. Co-op is where you sell it, but a place for the manufacturing of it
I'm
and
talking
testing.
About selling it.
Oh, which is exactly what's happening in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, but you're talking about like, say, a manufacturing area there of like 4 or 5 acres that they can either grow it on the inside, or they can bring it in and they have it processed and they send it out all over the United States. But not everywhere, but maybe up to Oregon. I don't even know. I don't think you can ship it across state borders.
You can't.
But you know, something that is.
People are
I mean, has
buy
anybody
it,
approached
so.
Has approached any the city? Are you all on that?
Nobody has approached the city that I know of, but I know that the city is looking at all the options.
Yes.
You know, that whole scenario, and Shasta Lakes City is doing a wonderful job. Basically, all of their industrial properties now have closed or are in escrow. And there's only a very short period of time. It's like the first 5 years. Before the big companies can move in, these manufacturing facilities, so-called manufacturing facilities, can only be limited to 22,500 square foot. But the thinking is that in this business, much like the beer business, well, even after the big guys come in, you're going to have craft marijuana.
Of course you are. You're going to have Shasta County Wowie.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Well. Anyway. Okay, we got to take a break here. You know what? And that's not a bad question, because they're saying that marijuana is going to be a $5 billion industry in California. So should we? Because we got some of the best growing areas up here. I'm not advocating it, but you know, I don't use it, never have. But since we got some of the best growing areas up here, is this something that we really should look at as part of the economic development?
I think all opportunities are on the table.
All right. We're going to take a break then on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, professional health care that takes care of your loved ones, whether it's short-term, say for surgery or an accident, or long-term professional in-home health care where people are happier, get better quicker, go to Home Helpers in Sharon Clark. Outstanding service there. Great people. She has a special place in her heart for veterans. Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year. Home Helper Sharon Clark, give her a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back with the Economic Development Corporation.
California Fight Fans,
get ready.
NorCal Tough Man Competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Saturday, July 15th. Rogue Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man Competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday night, July 15th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle. Up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. Don't miss this event. It will sell out. So get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section, just $40. Bronze, only $30 and 24 silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with NorCal Tough Man Competition Live. Saturday night, July 15th. Doors open at 6:30. The action at 7:30. Test yourself in the ring and sign up for a challenge. Any male or female interested in competing, contact Mike Brown at Rogue Fights, 541-210-7043. Or roguefights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar.
Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday. Currently 74 degrees. Our highs today will be 98. Thank you for joining the Carl and Linda Bott Free Fire Radio Show. We're very excited about our guests. We've got a couple things to cover here for our last segment, and one of them is Z-Man.
Yeah, Z-Man, I'm very excited about that. One of our startups, ZBridge, put together a summer program for at-risk teens. Okay, these are kids that, you know, have been struggling through, and it's all about engaging them with the community. So community leaders have been coming in over the course of a few weeks, talking about possibilities, talking about pathways for these kids. And part of the program is engaging them in the community so they feel like they're part of the community. And they've been identifying problems, things that they would like to get involved in. On Friday night at 5:30, this will go 5:30 to 7:30, at the Catalyst Center on Industrial Way, these kids are going to give pitches on the programs that they want to move forward. And this is a great way not only to just talk about community engagement, but do it. I encourage people to go there, listen to their pitches, make these kids feel heard, and there may even be an opportunity to invest in some of these programs if you think they're good ideas. They're all going to be issues that you know about and see in the community.
I think that's fantastic. It's a positive move forward, connecting. And Todd?
Yeah, I have Pitch Breakfast, which is a monthly event. It's usually the second Thursday of every month, but actually next Thursday, July 13th, we're going to be having a Chamber of Commerce greeters at the Shasta Venture Hub at 7:45 to 9 a.m. And that's actually being put on. We're partnering with AdForce Local, who's actually doing the initiative. He's a local guy. He has a startup. He worked for KRCR for several years, and he's helping doing marketing and helping ad buys for different companies. And so we're going to have that at the Shasta Venture Hub. So Pitch Breakfast was moved to July 20th, Thursday, July 20th, and that's 7:15 to 8:30 a.m. At the Shasta Venture Hub, 4300 Caterpillar Drive. And we got two great pitches this month. I'm really excited. Dan Morrow, who I know pretty well, happens to be my father-in-law. He's going to be pitching, but he's had a...
You know him pretty well.
I know
him
pretty well.
Real well?
Or
what is
he
pitching?
Pretty well. So I can't exactly say
what he's
pitching.
He knows his daughter
yet.
Better.
Okay. I do. But he's had a business here in town called Softtech and Optest. So he's got several patents under his belt. And he's had a company here in town since 2001. He was raised here in Shasta County. And then another guy, Josh David Miller, who's also raised in Shasta County. He went down to L.A. He's kind of a business intelligence product strategy guy. He's got a great startup idea as well.
Wow.
So two really exciting startups. or they're actually they actually both want to compete for some fake money, but they are actually probably going to be going out for real investment after they do this pitch breakfast. So it's a lot like Shark Tank. If you guys haven't heard me talk about it before, it's something I talk about each month that I'm on here on the show. Thursday, July 20th, two companies, they get 10 minutes each to pitch, and then there's 10 minutes of Q&A after that pitch.
Shasta Hub.
Shasta Venture Hub, correct.
And what time?
7:15 a.m. to 8:30, and I'm getting some breakfast burritos from Medane Eatery, which they have great breakfast burritos in town here. So it should be a lot of fun, and just the energy, because, you know, sometimes we have these people, and it's their first time pitching, which is the idea behind pitch breakfast, and it's great to have them practice and refine their pitch. But having two veterans get up there and pitch their ideas with great ideas and a lot of energy and have built businesses before, both of them, I think it's going to be kind of a different dynamic. So.
Yeah, and I would encourage other startups to come and see those pros do it.
Okay, I want to get close. We're closing the show today. I'd like to ask Mr. Giovanello here, what keeps you motivated?
Well, I may have said this during one of the first trips here. I've worked in the community. I lived in the community now for 20 years. My wife is fifth generation Shasta County. For most of my career, I was on a plane traveling somewhere. Wasn't very involved in the community. I came home, you know, on Saturday and Sunday, spent some time with my family. I've always wanted to do something in the community. I retired 3 years ago, you know, was doing the normal stuff, hitting some golf balls. I really wanted to do something in the community. And since my background was in manufacturing and technology, and I knew Mark Lascelles, and when he announced his retirement, I just started talking with him, and I said, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do. And I am loving it. Now, I've got a year and 3 months in. I'm loving every minute, and I'm going to do this for a long time until I get tired of it, right? And it's, you know, it's like you got to beat your head up against the wall, but, you know, I got a hard Italian skull, and as long as it's fun, I'm going to keep doing it.
I like that. Thank you for that motivation, because there's a motivation there. Todd, when you feel like, oh, you know, because there's naysayers and negativity in the home, stuff that happens. What keeps you motivated?
Well, I'm super motivated, and especially in this job. I love Shasta County, Northern California. I grew up in Weberville. I've been here for about 7 years, but Redding's basically a home to people in Trinity County. But it's so exciting to see the energy of these entrepreneurs. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of people here that have companies or starting companies that are entrepreneurs working on a side gig or something like that, and just see their excitement and, you know, really have the possibility to help move the ball forward in Shasta County, because I believe these manufacturers that are going to come to Stillwater, that's going to be a huge deal. But right now, I mean, all these entrepreneurs that are ticking away, they're creating jobs, hundreds of jobs in the last couple of years, you know, millions of dollars of revenue
below,
in Shasta County.
Below the radar there.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, they're really, I think the momentum is building. You have everything with downtown happening. Startups are getting excited. People are moving here from all over the world, and they're staying here. You know, they come here for various reasons, Bethel or college, or they want to live in this environment. But they're staying here because they see the opportunities, and they see this entrepreneurial activity that's starting to grow. And, you know, our job at the EDC is just to provide this, you know, kind of fertile soil for them. They're going to plant the seed, and all we can do is help them succeed. And that's what, you know, I'm excited about doing every day at the Venture Hub with the EDC.
Okay.
Well, when we went through Seattle, it, you know, Seattle was a, you know, what it was interesting to feel this city. Everything was moving forward, transportation everywhere, all forms of transportation. And when we drove through a coach before we got to our destination in Seattle, they had talked about how the fact that there were tent cities and tents all under the freeways. So
because of the types of freeway system they have, there are lots of ramps and, you know, going over. So plenty of places to put, you know, homeless transient groups.
Right. So by the time that we had got there, they said that they had a big city to clean up. Well, somewhere in that, having the bus driver tell us what was going on, we never heard, well, where did all those...
Where'd they go?
The tent people and all
like
that.
A couple thousand.
Because there was nothing. And so I thought if Seattle can do it, because Seattle's progressive, and they have they talk about per capita and the whole Amazon thing, and there's 9 huge skyscrapers going in, and those are Amazon, and more startup companies and more, you know, high-tech stuff coming out of Seattle than anywhere else. If they can think of it and they can do it, there's no reason that we can't. We just have got to find the solution. But I did see that they did have shelters that they put a lot of these people in shelters.
Yeah. And I think the economic activity and the momentum with downtown right now, I personally think that the good is going to drive out the bad, and economic development is the key to solving this problem. We're always going to deal with it, but you know, getting more police officers and more jail beds is not going to solve the problem. We're in California. There's so many limitations. I think we just need to, you know, all get behind this momentum that's happening right now.
Right.
And downtown's going to be
a better place.
And we need to
get the
word
out. And maybe phone banks is a way to do it. And so, you know, but okay. Tony Giovanella, who heads up our EDC, has not given up and has been fighting it. And,
love it.
And you've got a lot of things. And I don't ask you about specifics because I know you can't talk about them. And, you know, people are interested because there's so many things that, you know, it just a word someplace could cause a problem. And, of course, you know, Todd, who is thank you for your service there, buddy, former Marine. And
thank you.
We so much appreciate you all being here.
And the positive attitudes. Thank you for coming on the air and breathing that into the airwaves and to our community. And we just, Ken Murray just walked in the door. Mr. Ken Murray's here at KCNR 1460. Hi, Ken.
I love KCNR 1460.
Yep, Ken loves it. If he loves it, it must be great. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Now, tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Robert Renard, who is here, and he's one of the leading allergists in Reading. Now, why did I call him up and thank him so much for being on, first of all? Because we have a very close friend whose son just died of a reaction to peanuts and an allergy. So I just started looking at it. And so I called this guy. He's one of the, like I said, the finest allergists in Northern California, maybe in California. And he's going to come on tomorrow, and he's going to talk about allergies in your kids and things, you know, that can affect them. And I, you know, frankly, I can't wait for that to happen because you don't think about it until it hits like that. And here's a man with the answers. Friday, we've got Congressman Doug LaMalfa on, and we'll see what kind of money he's shifting back here to Northern California. Where's that pork, Doug? Where's that pork? You know, everybody else is getting it. I'd like to a little bit ourselves. Okay, everybody, have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. You know, do something good for somebody. God bless.
Dragging me down. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The UN Security Council takes up the North Korea crisis when it meets an emergency session later today. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports America's top diplomat wants to tighten the screws on Pyongyang following its latest military move.
In a strongly worded message condemning the launch of an ICBM missile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. intends to bring North Korea's action before the U.N. Security Council, seeking stronger measures. He says the United States continues working for the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and seeks the end of threatening actions by North